no added sugar actually has 20 different types of sugar, which are not declared as sugar. Or when I say low fat, it's actually high sugar because I've used sugar to replace the fat, but I'm selling it as healthy, so someone's having 2x the amount. Diabetic friendly means nothing. Every new product, by the way, starts with me writing a blog post, which never gets published.
This is an internal blog
It's an
post.
internal blog post because that's our take on what's wrong with this category and what the whole truth's take on the category will look like. Does this, you can do better. I've seen you do better. तुमने यहाँ पे घास काटी है, तुम वापस जाओ और ये करके आओ. डजेंट मैटर कितना टाइम बचा है, क्या बचा है, करना है तो करना है, राइट? एंड येट उसी कॉन्वर्सेशन के बाद रात को 10 बजे वो भी बैठा होगा ऑफिस में और चलेंगे फिर दारू पी के आएंगे.
Now, what do you appreciate? Maybe we'll do what do you consume the most as a separate one.
Oh, this is a tough one. I've never.
Welcome to the Indian Silicon Valley podcast. I'm your host, Jivraj, and today I have with me a very special guest. Join me in welcoming Shashank Mehta, the founder of The Whole Truth Foods, which is one of the most amazing brands of New Age India. Thank you so much, Shashank, for joining me. Incredibly delighted to be hosting you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Glad. I think I've been waiting for this episode, and this is a re-episode. We hosted you about 9 months back, which is the time when the chocolates were going to get announced, and they just got announced and they were getting launched. So I think it was very exciting to see what you've done across the last 9 months. And what I want to uncover through the next 60 minutes is primarily things around how distinct the brand is, what you've built. There are many different things that you've done over the last 3 years, which would not be considered conventional in terms of marketing. Yet they have now, in hindsight, of course, played out well. And there is this incredible fan following almost for a consumer product where people love what they consume. And I want to uncover much of that. But I want to start with the truth, right? Truth is a big part of what The Whole Truth does. It shows in your culture, in your communication, in your products, of course. But I want to understand, when you go ahead in the market with a truth such as 100% clean label, this is a tall ask for any company, let alone yours. How do you fulfill that promise? And what is the cost that it comes along with, right? There is something that happens on the background that we don't see, yet you completely fulfill your promise all the time. Talk to us about those things as you talked us through the ideology of the company that is Truth.
Awesome. I think great place to start. Let me start one step behind 100% clean label, which is what's the mission, right? So the
Sure.
mission is we are trying to rebuild the world's trust in its food. What that means is we believe that the trust is broken. Who broke it? We believe Big Food broke it. They broke it by selling us half-truths and lies for over half a century. And how did they do it? Primarily, they did it by claiming something on the front of pack, which did not live up to the scrutiny of the back of pack or was misleading, right? So no added sugar actually has 20 different types of sugar, which are not declared as sugar. Or when I say low fat, it's actually high sugar because I've used sugar to replace the fat. But I'm selling it as healthy, so someone's having 2x the amount. Diabetic friendly means nothing, right? And my dad has 3 of those biscuits because he thinks it's friendly, right? This is what we are fighting against. We believe this has broken consumers' trust and we must win it back. We believe the only way to win it back is to swing the pendulum of truth and honesty to its extreme. The manifestation of that is 100% clean label. What that means is, whatever we put in our food, we will always declare each and every ingredient on the front of pack. You will never have to turn the packet of food to find out what's gone into your body, right? As you rightly said, this comes with a huge cost and one would say in the short term competitive disadvantage. At the most basic, you know, it is one cost is shelf life. My protein bars have 4 or 5 months of shelf life. My competition has 12 months, right? And actually what that means is, you know, if you remove the pipeline time, the inventory I hold, etc., I get 2 months to sell on shelf. My competition gets 10, right? What that means is I have 15-20% returns from trade. They have 2% or 1%, right? So there's a real cost in the P&L that I take every day because of this decision that I made, right? The second big cost is flavor. It's so unfortunate, but actually our understanding of flavors today is artificial, right? So, and the best example of that is kids. You know, a lot of our consumers who love us, we now have a chocolate factory, as you said. So we call them over, give them a tour of the chocolate factory. They get their kids, the kids make stuff, etc. We get them to taste, you know, let's say a real strawberry. So many kids, you know, make a strange face. Ye kya hai? Matlab, ye toh khatta hai, etc. Yeah. Because the kids have developed their understanding of what strawberry means through a strawberry cereal or a strawberry shake, which is artificial flavor. It's not what a real strawberry tastes like, right? That challenge for us is massive. How do we do flavors? Because food and packaged food sells ranges on flavors. Right. We will never touch a artificial flavor, right? And real food, like if I wanted to give you banana flavor, the only way I can do it is dry up a banana, make it into a powder and put it. It's just not as flavorful as banana flavor, right? So, and then there are all these flavors which actually don't exist, like red velvet and cookie dough and stuff like that, which I just can't achieve, right? But consumers want it. That's a real cost. I can't do those flavors, right? Another cost is the speed of new product development. You know, when we, now we've been in the industry for 3.5 years, so we've seen it inside out. Food is treated, the language used for food is, I want to achieve this product. Yeah, so it's seen as a science problem. Right. So you go to a, you know, there are many food houses who will, you can go to and give a brief to saying, I want a chip which has this flavor, this texture, this much crunch, this much shelf life. These are the parameters I want. Now deliver this for me. And the path between here and, you know, point A and point B is solved by science that, oh, you want this much shelf life, here's a preservative. Oh, you want this texture, here's a different kind of sugar. You know, the point of having 20 different kinds of sugar is not just that it confuses you. A maltodextrin gives a different kind of texture and binding compared to a maltose, compared to a dextrose, etc., or a invert sugar. So these are used as almost like, you know, a mad scientist would in a chemistry lab put different things to achieve what you want to achieve, right? I can't do that, right? I have to work with 100% natural ingredients. The raw material changes by season, changes by geography, behaves very differently at different temperatures. So the result of that is I can't say today, let's say, you know, we are hypothetically, let's say we are also going to make chips, right? If I start work today, I can't say that in 3 months this will be ready. It might take 6 months. It might take 12 months. Chocolates took us 18 months, right? We really thought, because Rachna, who does new product for us, is a chocolatier. She's done chocolate for like 15 years in her life. We thought, ye toh Rachna 10-15 din mein nikal degi, right? Like, but the constraint we'd given her was, humar ko date se sweeten karna hai chocolate ko, right? And chocolate is this smooth, decadent, texture important thing. Dates are fibrous. Dates are coarse. Even if you churn them into a powder, they're very coarse because they have fiber. How do you achieve that smooth, decadent chocolate using dates? Rachu also thought, ki haan haan kar denge. And it took us 18 months in the process. We had to set up our own factory, our own processes, etc. So that's a real cost, right? Like I spent resource for 18 months. I couldn't put a new revenue stream into the market for 18 months where my competition could just go to some third party service provider and say, hey, give this to me and you have to deliver in 3 months, right? So lots of costs. These are just the top three which we live with every day.
Got it. No, I think that's insane to hear, because I think you're living with those costs and you continue staying true to the mission, because I'm guessing the easier and the more gratifying thing in the short run is to be like, we'll compromise, but that's the promise of the brand, that you will never compromise and it'll be always true.
It's, you're absolutely right. It's short term versus long term, right? And the game we are playing only pays off in the long term, right? In the short term, it only has costs, right? But the love that you see for the brand would not have come if we were a 99.9% clean label brand. Because, see, what breaks, it all started with trust.
Right.
What breaks trust is doubt.
Yeah.
And 0.1% doubt also, Hindi mein uske liye word hota hai, vehem. Right? जरा सा वहम भी हो जाता है अगर आपको तो
इट्स लॉस्ट
तो इट्स लॉस्ट राइट व्हेन यू पुल इट टू 100 द कॉस्ट्स आर वेरी वेरी डिफरेंट फ्रॉम 99.9 आल्सो आई एम टेलिंग यू राइट आई कैन पुट वन ड्रॉप ऑफ प्रिजर्वेटिव टुडे
राइट
एंड इट विल मेक माय पीएनएल 18% बेटर टुडे राइट बट डूइंग दैट एंड ऑनेस्टली इफ आई डू दैट next 2 years nothing will happen because it'll take 1 or 2 years for consumers to realize that oh shit these guys have also started doing what other brands do but once that trust breaks then the brand
is lost then there's no difference between yours and the other one
and then it doesn't matter that on 99 other things I'm still making the right choice it doesn't matter
no that's so true I think somebody once said on the podcast itself that brand is nothing but trust delivered over and over again in the absolutely right fashion and that's a testament to it But super, I think this is very interesting. When we talk further about some of those things, right? One thing is new product development. And it looks like with every new product launch, while there has been time and effort gone into it, the benefits of it definitely show. Everybody loves it. I'm a core and huge believer and consumer of the chocolates myself. There was a new launch, Badam, with multiple A's. and so many more, right? There's peanut butter. There's, of course, the protein bars, which are the flagship. Talk to us about what happens in the background, right? Some of this looks like a lot of effort, yet there's a lot of ease into consumption, right? But a lot of thought. If you can give us an entire, not playbook, but maybe formula to how this happens in the background. And what are more importantly factors that you have to go through, stages that you have to go through, from which product you decide to manufacture to then ship, right? Yeah. Tell us.
So I'll answer your question in 3 parts. The first part for me is how do we decide what product to launch?
Right.
And the second part is actually 2 subparts. One is whatever we do launch, how will we ensure that the unique take of the brand and the ethos of the brand and the principles of the brand remain alive and in fact get furthered in this product? But B, how does that ethos and that principle translate into this category of food? Which has existed for donkey's years, so it has certain category codes. There are certain ways in which people perceive a chocolate, consume a chocolate versus, let's say, a protein bar, which is the other extreme end of the spectrum, right? So, so I'll answer all these 3. So how we decide what to launch, that one is actually quite simple. For us, it's a Venn diagram.
Okay.
If I draw 3 circles of a category of food where incumbent big food brands have been selling half-truths, That's circle number 1. Circle number 2 is, theoretically, can we create a product which lives up to the whole truth philosophy?
Mm-hmm.
And circle number 3 is it tasty? Right? Because food needs to be tasty.
And it's not by market size. It's not what sells the most. Nothing of the...
That's a prioritization...
with after this. After this, it qualifies.
But the long list of what all will we make is the intersection of these three circles.
Okay.
It's a very long list, right? Like, there are a lot of categories. In fact, there are 90% categories qualify as categories where, you know, consumers have been sold half-truths for a long time. And we believe we can create a 100% clean product, which by definition, because the ingredients are so good, will turn out to be tasty.
Mm-hmm.
That's the long list. Then we order it according to 2 things. The first ordering principle is not market size. It is adjacency. Because we believe that
it has to
when
be
you
consistent.
Extend brands are, you know, when we talk about elasticity of brands, you should think of it actually as an elastic.
Okay.
And think deeply about when do elastics break? When you either pull them too far apart or you pull them too fast.
Hmm.
Right? So both of these things you should be careful about. Suddenly, if your chocolate brand brings in a chip, which is savory, it might be too large a jump. So we think deeply about what's the transition, you know, and what is the transition that got you to buy chocolates from your protein bar brand,
right?
Your protein bar brand first went to muesli, then went to nut butters, then came to chocolates, right? So we slowly transitioned
to the chocolate,
you know, to the chocolate. We didn't directly jump to the chocolate. So we think deeply about, okay, this long list, which are the next 4 adjacent categories that we want to move into.
Mm-hmm.
And within those, what's the market size opportunity?
Mm.
But having said that, we start usually on all three or four.
Okay.
Because, as I said, we can't time our NPD.
Right.
I don't know which of the three will get out of the door first.
Correct.
So I can't be working on one product at a time. I work on three or four products at a time. And then it's a lottery. Right. Like whichever product we are able to achieve the fastest is the one that we launch the fastest. Right. So that's part one. Now, part two, ka two parts. What's clear is that the brand's take on the world is very clear. There are some baseline rules. Whatever we make, each and every ingredient will be declared on the front of pack. And hence, you can't put anything that you're ashamed of.
Yeah.
Right. That's a very ground level rule. Wo to hoega hi hoega,
right?
And that automatically rules out 95% of the ingredients in the market, right? Ki hum to ye karenge hi nahi.
Right.
Right. Then comes the question of, okay, let's take dark chocolates as a great example for it. Super indulgent category, right? Till now we'd operated in, you can say, nut butters, muesli, protein bar are all, you can say, healthy, inherently healthy categories, right?
Right.
Chocolate is an indulgence,
right?
And that too we entered with dark chocolate. Right. And that was also a very conscious choice that just like the brand, we believe that any category you enter, you should enter from the top end of that category, build your credentials with the experts, with the connoisseurs, and then move down. That's why we did milk chocolate later, which is the larger part of the category.
Right.
But we did dark chocolate first to set ourselves up as chocolatiers that, listen, just because we are making it 100% clean, we can't give you a shitty chocolate.
Yeah.
Right. It's your indulgence. You deserve a beautiful indulgence without the guilt, right? So we had to put in the work to make a damn good chocolate, right? We could have launched 9 months ago with a slightly more coarse texture because we had dates in it and dates are fibrous, right? But we're like, no, it has to be eggs. You should not feel that you're being shortchanged in the name of health,
right?
Then we were like, okay, dark chocolate is not just indulgent, it is luxurious. It is, you know, it's very gifty. It's used on occasions. It's eaten by connoisseurs. It's, you know, it's a finer thing in life.
Yeah.
And hence the packaging on this cannot be just, you know, the way we were doing earlier, which was great copy, but very subtle, very, you know, understated.
Mm.
Yeah, like on this, we have to bring luxury. Like it should feel luxurious, right? So we wrote a, like on the front of pack, each of the six variants has a poem. And that's the fun thing about the brand. We're a very copy first brand. So, you know, we write every new product, by the way, starts with me writing a blog post, which never gets published.
It's an internal blog post
because that's our take on what's wrong with this category and what the whole truth's take on the category will look like. And that goes as the brief to Rachna that now can you convert this into a product? We've done the theory of it that this is wrong with the category. This is what a perfect product according to me would look like. I don't know if it can be achieved or not. Here's your brief. Can you make it, right? Similarly, packaging also with us starts with copy. Okay. And here when we thought luxury, when we thought decadent, when we thought, you know, gift, all that stuff, for some reason, my mind went to poems. So we wrote like six poems for each pack. On the front of pack, there's a small, you know, haiku-ish poem, which is around that flavor. And then our agency, Thought Over Design, who've been our, you know, branding partners from day one, the brilliant folks that they are, they took those poems and converted them into a mood on the pack, which was done through art. So for example, the sea salt one, the sea salt variant, you know, we imagined it as a ship at sea in the night, right? Wow. And the poem is written with that mood, and then you see the pack, it's illustrated, you know, in that same mood on the pack, and you'll see this one small ship out in the distance, you know, on the pack. Similarly, for the 70% dark, actually the 55% dark, which is midway, you know, we'd written this line around, you know, it's not so dark that it'll cover your soul, but it's not so light that it'll be too bright. So how do you illustrate that? So the zone became twilight, that this 55% dark is like twilight. And that's what they illustrated on the pack, right? And we'd never done this for any other category because no other category warranted it. This category, So this is what I meant by, you know, we started with what would the take of the brand be on the category, date, mm-hmm. sweetened chocolate, 100% clean, all ingredients up front, has to be super tasty, has to be super smooth. But even from a pack lens, if this is indulgence, luxury, decadence, it should come out on the pack, right? You should not, as a consumer, feel, ye main healthy le raha tha na, toh theek hai, fir maja nahi aaya toh kya hua?
Right. Nahin.
Right, that it's only then when we'll deliver on the mission.
Promise,
you will not feel shortchanged on any of the P's when you buy this. Just have this massive upside of shit, this is not made with sugar.
Yeah. How much of this process involves an outside-in thinking also, which is to say that, okay, this is what people think and, you know, look for when they consume healthy stuff. This is what they think of when they are looking at chocolates. Is it very inward looking or is it more like, okay, let's collect data points? Do you have a process to that? Is it scientific or is it more around you've developed a first principles process now and this is what works best?
No, it's both in parallel but slightly in phases. It starts with an inward looking process.
Okay.
Because the baseline condition is we'll not launch something that doesn't live up to our philosophy, right?
Right.
Once we have line of sight to shit, this product is getting made.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the external looking part of the process starts and we go very deep with consumer research. And thankfully, now that we've existed for, you know, 3 odd years and we have so much love, we have consumers who are just willing to give us time.
Yeah.
Right. I think like that's the biggest proof of the love that we have, that we literally pick up the phone and 100 people are ready to drop what they're doing in the day and give us half an hour and talk to us and tell us what they're thinking. That's what I said. See, it's as simple as this. I want to make this the best bloody marketing company along with a product which is so unique because it comes from a unique product philosophy.
Yeah.
There is no excuse to say, ab itna achha product bana diya, toh ab baki cheezon pe mehnat kyun karni hai? Nahin.
Right.
Because the people you're fighting, you know, the big companies, they're damn good at consumer research. They're damn good at knowing consumer inside. I've been there. I've seen the rigor that goes into, you know, cracking it. And one interesting thing I'll say is, you know, the fundamental question of, if you think of marketing morally, you know, the ethics of marketing, the fundamental question is, will you go where the consumer is or will you bring the consumer where she needs to be? To explain this, you know, we see a lot of furore in the world around Fair and Lovely, that, you know, they sell gorapan and it's regressive and the ads that they show are ki gore hoge to tumhe naukri milegi, tumhe pati milega, and ye kitni purani baat hai, etc. ITC, one of the biggest companies, the money they made is off cigarettes, right? The easy big business money is in going where the consumer is. Right. You don't judge the consumer ki bhai tu cigarette kyun peeta hai. You don't judge the consumer ki bhai tere ko gora kyun hona hai. Bhaiya tujhe hona hai. I'll make the best cream jisse tum gore hoge.
Right.
And jo bhi tumhara belief hai, tumhe lagta hai ki gora hone se दहेज कम देना पड़ता है, गोरा होने से शादी हो जाती है, गोरा होने से शादी, नौकरी मिल जाती है, मैं तो वही कर रहा हूँ अपनी एडवर्टाइजिंग.
करेक्ट.
राइट. दैट इज 99% ऑफ ब्रांड बिजनेसेस आर बिल्ट देयर. एंड ऑनेस्टली स्पीकिंग,
दैट वर्क्स.
इट वर्क्स लाइक अ चार्म. राइट. लाइक बिकॉज देयर इज नो फ्रिक्शन.
करेक्ट.
द कंज्यूमर इज देयर. सम ऑफ अस आर ट्राइंग टू से लिसन, द होल पॉइंट ऑफ डूइंग दिस एंड हैविंग दिस प्रिविलेज ऑफ हैविंग this big megaphone and VC money in the bank and pedigree of education and all of this is, can we use brands and capitalism as a vessel to shift society to where it needs to be rather than go where it already is,
right?
And that's the struggle, right? Because there's education involved, there's patience involved, there's friction involved. You might not believe me in the first go. You might not even get the message because 99 other people are bombarding you with a message which confirms your current beliefs.
Yeah.
Right. That's the tough bit. And we will not do it. No, we will never be able to achieve it if we are not as good, if not better, than all the other 99 awesome folks who are so good at understanding you. If we are not as good as first understanding you, and then finding a narrative which takes you from where you are to where you need to be, then there's no chance in hell we're winning this, right? Then we're fighting a losing battle. So we have to be as good as them on the all of these and then be far better on the purpose and the product.
Amazing. I think that's phenomenal, especially where we need to be, Wala Point, because I think there's actually this concept called social truth. It's actually called something else, but it affirms the fact that what we believe in as a society is actually something that we've been fed to believe that most of us in private don't believe, but we are ashamed to accept because
dominant that's logic. How
it is. Yeah, dominant logic, yes. Yeah. So I think, no, this is very interesting. You mentioned 6 P's. You also mentioned, you know, the consumer love. I want to touch upon those things. But completing this loop on maybe NPD, why don't we take a product of yours and you can take us through one by one how that came into being. And let's talk about, you know, the chocolates. You've written a lot about it as well. But if you had to explain to us, how did you identify? You told us about the extension being chocolate because you had some natural progressions.
Yeah.
But give us that entire circle once for the amazing chocolates that we all love, and we'll conclude that piece.
Okay, so it was, as I said, now 24 months ago, so memory fades, but see, we were very clear from day one ki hum chocolate karenge.
Theek hai.
And honestly, the starting point was Rachna is a chocolatier. We are not letting that skill go to waste.
Right.
But the other big reason why I was always hell-bent on doing chocolates was I wanted to, you know, I had started this brand with protein bars.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying from day one, we are not a protein bar brand. We are not a healthy food brand.
Right.
We are a truth brand.
Yeah.
Right. People believe us because they trust us. Main kal ko, I can run a newspaper also under the whole truth. Right.
Yeah.
Because people believe that I will always say the truth. But it was just words. Right. Mm. So in my head, I was very clear ki main protein bar ke brand mein chocolate vechunga. And that will be the proof that
I can do anything
because it's a truth brand, right?
Yeah.
So Rachna's expertise was chocolate. For me, it was my thing of proving ki this is the brand that we are creating, and people will buy both these things from us. And
correct.
By the way, today these two are equal size businesses for us.
Wow.
Right? Already. And chocolates will overtake protein bars very soon. So the intent was always there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then I wrote the blog post internal saying ki ye chocolate mein kya alag hoega, right? And the biggest thing was chini hatate hain, refined sugar hatate hain chocolate se.
Theek hai.
But it'll be a challenge because it has to be luxurious, decadent, all of that stuff. It still has to live up to that. The third part of the brief was we had this insight that all indulgent food makers design product and pack in a way that pushes you and nudges you to have more and more. Right? No one can eat just one. Like, karke dikhao. Right? We're like, why is it that every freaking chocolate in the world is just those equal size squares? Like, usse chota khai nahi sakte ho. Koi wo nahi hai. Right? We're like, we will build for responsible indulgence. That, because in my own fat loss journey, one big insight that I had was ki meetha pura chhodne ki zarurat nahi thi. Do bite lo. पहली दो बाइट में जो खुशी होनी होती है वो हो जाती है उसके बाद तो कंपल्सिव बिहेवियर में खाते हो
राइट
एंड दैट्स व्हाई आई रियलाइज कि एक्चुअली क्रेविंग्स गेट सैटिस्फाइड इन वेरी लिटिल मेनी अ टाइम्स इट वुड हैपेंड विद एवरीवन हु इज लिसनिंग कि तुमने क्रेविंग हो रही थी पूरा मंगवा लिया दो पीस खाए हो जाता है बट देन इट्स जस्ट कंपल्सिव बिहेवियर की यू नो दिस इज अटैकिंग माई डोपामाइन सेंटर्स और हाथ में है और इतना आसान है
खाना
तो खा ही लेते हैं राइट तो वी आर लाइक वी विल डिजाइन इट फॉर रिस्पॉन्सिबल इंटेलिजेंस ये हमें पहले दिन से पता था बट वी सेड पहले प्रोडक्ट बनाओ
राइट
रचना गॉट टू वर्क एवरी 3 months वी लाइक अब बनने वाला है बट शी वुड ब्रिंग इट फॉर अस टू टेस्ट एंड वी लाइक और हमें बोलने की जरूरत नहीं है शी ऑलरेडी न्यू कि यार नहीं ये आई नो व्हाट चॉकलेट फील्स लाइक दिस इज नॉट चॉकलेट राइट सो लॉन्ग प्रोसेस वी वर्क विद वन ऑफ द बेस्ट चॉकलेटियर्स इन द कंट्री राकेश सर हु इज रचनाज मेंटर लाइक ही ऑल्सो टुक इट अपॉन एज अ चैलेंज इज लाइक हाउ द हेल विल दिस चॉकलेट नॉट गेट मेड ये तो बन के रहेगी टाइप राइट इन द प्रोसेस ही सेड कि भाई ये कोई और नहीं कर पाएगा ये भी तुम्हें ही करना पड़ेगा सो स्टार्ट गेटिंग इन द मशीनरी पहले अब छोटे बैचेस बनाने हैं तो टेस्ट मशीनरी छोटी लानी है यू आर कमिटिंग टू सम केपेक्स विच डोंट नो इट फ्रुक्टिफाई और नॉट बट Yeah, so on faith kiya. When we got to like a product where we got line of sight ki ab ye 90% pe pahunch gaya hai, ye pahunchne wala hai.
This is what, month 12, month 15?
Yeah, yeah, it was about month 12.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Then it took us 6 months to get to
packaging. Packaging, right,
was,
and the
packaging was also so involved, yeah. Right? And one thing we didn't talk about is, packaging banane lagaya to bahar to humne kar liya ye decadent poem, mood, etc. Humne kaha yaar, itni badi chocolate factory khadi kari hai. Batayenge na logon ko ki chocolate factory khadi kari hai. So that's in the idea of what if the pack opens up as a book. उसका स्ट्रक्चर बनाने में जान निकल गई कि लाइक ये स्ट्रक्चर तो एग्जिस्ट ही नहीं करता है, इतना कॉम्प्लिकेटेड सा स्ट्रक्चर है, बुक की तरह खुलना है, ये करना है, वो करना है, अंदर का पूरा डिज़ाइन हुआ, यू नो चॉकलेट फैक्ट्री का सीन पूरा. उसके बाद ये लाइक, अच्छा ये बिकती कहाँ पे है? डार्क चॉकलेट्स एक्चुअली आर अ वेरी टॉप एंड मॉडर्न ट्रेड सॉर्ट ऑफ सिचुएशन, प्लस इट्स एयरपोर्ट्स एंड यू नो
फैंसी
लोकेशंस एक्सेट्रा. मोर इम्पोर्टेंटली वी रियलाइज This is the first time we're getting into temperature controlled supply chain, right?
Right.
Hamari to supply chain mein temperature, sab kuch ambient hai. Aur ye, like now that we've done chocolate for 12 months, dude, chocolate supply chain, like hats off to the big companies like Cadbury, etc., who do chocolate supply chain across the country.
Yeah.
You know, there was a point of, at any point of time in this country, but I'll give you one point of time. It was, I think, October last year. My supply chain head Yash was telling me, Shashank, इस टाइम पे दिल्ली में इतनी ठंड है कि चॉकलेट जो है मेरी वो बाहर नॉर्मल रूम में पड़ी हुई है. बॉम्बे में इतनी गर्मी है कि एसी रूम में पड़ी हुई है. और बैंगलोर नहीं, बॉम्बे में डैम्पनेस का कुछ प्रॉब्लम था तो उसको थोड़ा सा एसी कम टेम्परेचर पर लगा के पड़ी हुई है कि ह्यूमिडिटी हटाने के लिए. एंड बैंगलोर में गर्मी है उसमें ऐसे पड़ी हुई, लाइक तीन अलग अलग टेम्परेचर जोन थे. आई एम फॉरगेटिंग द एग्जैक्ट वो एट द सेम टाइम. एंड देन ही वाज लाइक, अभी मैं यहाँ से, अभी समझो आसाम से ऑर्डर आया है D2C से, मैं यहाँ से निकालूंगा, ये हमने मैप करा है, 16 डिफरेंट टेम्परेचर जोन से ट्रांसपोर्ट होकर जाएगी ये. लाइक द टेम्परेचर वेरिएशन विल गो फ्रॉम लाइक 15 degrees to 42 degrees इन द कोर्स ऑफ दिस थिंग ट्रैवलिंग फ्रॉम द वेस्ट कोस्ट ऑफ द कंट्री टू द ईस्ट कोस्ट ऑफ द कंट्री. राइट, हाउ डू यू
manage it.
How do you ensure that the chocolate reaches the consumers the way it left you? Right? Super duper tough. Retail mein, tum to dukaan tak pahuncha doge, dukaan wala raat ko apna AC off kar dega aur fridge off kar dega. To right, like, had to go through all of that learning process. And then, the responsible indulgence wala thing had still not been delivered, you know, 15 months into it, right? And now we had to go into, you know, production planning ki achha chocolate ke molds aayenge, usme dalegi, machines aayengi, ye sab kuch aayega. Some, I don't remember the like exact moment, but thought of a design again, you know, we were pushing them ki, yaar, how do we nudge people to eat this consciously, right? Agar tumhare ko bahut khane ka man hai, to wo bhi, you know, people tell us ki tumhara small, medium, large jo tumne kara hai, ye dekhne mein achha hai, lekin ye practical nahi hai ki tootta aise hai, tootta aise hai. You are absolutely right. The point is, the minute you see it, your conscious brain gets switched on. You're no longer in zombie land mode when you're eating chocolate, right? Like, you're consciously saying ki main itna kha raha hu ya itna kha raha hu ya itna kha raha hu. You calibrate, right? Yeah. That's the point. Point is not, many people say, medium wala piece to beech mein hai, usko kaise todu? You're right, nahi tod sakte ho. But the point is not that. Point is ki aap,
you're consciously having what you're having.
You're responsible in that moment, right? So that idea these guys came up with, and that also, you know, I'll share early versions of it. Maybe you can put it as B-rolls in the podcast, where the first thing they'd come up with was like, it had small, medium, large, extra large, and uska opposing piece was the
opposite wala.
Nahin, but it, in the first version, it was an explanation of S.
So
S ka kuch fun
likha hua.
XS ka explanation was XS. Like, so we'd done some fun copy, etc. And then we're like, nahin, ye bahut complicated hai. And then there was the practical concern of ki humne kuch copy likh di thi mold pe. Rachna was like, itni fine copy mold mein na, zara si chocolate melt hoegi, word dekhega hi nahin, etc. Toh koi point nahin hai. We had to come up with our own type font. So that SML that you see is not the brand font, right? Because if you have a very thin type font, halka sa bhi melting along the way, melting and refreezing becomes a problem, legibility becomes a problem,
right,
etc. Plus, if you have a very sharp font, toh matlab mold mein edges hoenge, उसमें चॉकलेट घुस घुस के अटक जाती है. सो यू नीड टू हैव अ स्मूथ फॉन्ड. सो लॉट्स ऑफ क्राफ्टिंग.
आई कैन इमेजिन. But no, super fascinating. Although I don't relate to that conscious pointer because fascinatingly enough, I've had all the bars. Literally, I'm guilty of having the entire bars every time I've ordered it. But no, jokes apart, it's of course such an incredible creation. And I'm so glad we got this out because I'm sure so many people who love what you have, made now and put out into the world always wonder, how did this come into existence? And I'm glad we got that covered. Let's talk about that marketing piece, right? Looks like you were, elaborating on a story. And in fact, I'd love if you can share with us again. Before we started recording, you were telling us how everybody in the world or everybody who's a consumer of the product is loving it for some different reason. For instance, I just love that it's healthy and tasty. And I love the experience of the pack when I open the chocolate.
Yeah.
And it's a thing that I don't have when consuming like a dairy milk or something, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was just a game changer for me. I never want to go back to that normal experience now. And now that I've tasted what this looks like. Tell us what you meant by the fact that there are 6 marketing P's and the fact that everybody looks at things differently.
Yeah.
But as a brand, you try to make sure everything is in excellent quantities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I come from Unilever. Unilever has a 6P marketing framework, which is proposition, product, pack, price, place, and promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much in that order that you think of any mix that or any product that you're going to launch. First is the proposition of, why should this exist? What's special about it? What's different about it? That theory should translate into product. Pack should be a shrine to this product, which tells the story of this proposition and product. Price depends on where you put this in the market, right? And then you decide of place, where will I sell it? And promotion, how will I promote it, right? So that's the full journey of any product. We believe that to be a breakthrough brand, you need to deliver out of the park on all 6 P's every single time.
Right.
That's when you're a breakthrough brand. There are many brands which get 2 out of 6, 3 out of 6 right, 3 out of 4 times, right?
Mm.
That's an average brand. Yeah. Mm. And how it plays out in the world is different consumers have different P's which are more important to them and speak to them, right? I can't know which consumer is which. So I have to hit all 6 out of the park to make sure that every consumer gets a wow delivered no matter on which P.
Right.
So that's why I have to hit all 6 out of the park.
Yeah.
Right. And I was telling you the analogy here is this age-old Hindi folklore story of Andhoga Hathi, right? Ki everyone believes in their own very nice, kind way. Consumers write to us saying, dude, your product is so awesome. I can't stop having it. I think this is why your brand is so awesome, because your products are so awesome. Then someone will write and say, actually, the unpacking experience is so awesome.
Yeah.
That's why your brand is so awesome. Then someone will say, I find your brand exactly wherever I go. I find it at Blue Tokai when I go there. I find it at the airport when I go there. I find it at the store downstairs. This distribution strategy is why your brand is so awesome, right? You're absolutely right. For you, this is the reason.
Yeah.
But for me to deliver it for 100% consumers, the whole hathi that I had to do was I had to get the trunk and the legs and the ears and the back and the tail, everything perfect. So it doesn't matter which part you're touching.
Right.
You feel that it's perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's how we think of all the 6 P's for every mix.
Right.
And the challenge is, how do you do all of that while ensuring that it's still consistent with the brand philosophy, the brand's design, the brand's ethos? All of that can't get, shortchanged.
Yeah.
In with the excuse of, I had to achieve
this.
Yeah,
that's brilliant. I think goes to show the kind of thought consciousness that goes into building a legendary brand, and that is very evident. And in fact, let's talk about it, right? From the outside, it definitely looks like there's a lot of consumer love, and that is very evident. But what are those numbers? What do you think really makes it happen, right? Like how do people who consume food and beverage almost on a day-to-day level go ahead and love this one distinct brand and then write to you about it, repeat purchase? What are those numbers like? How do you make it happen? Let's marry the two.
So numbers first, we have a repeat rate of some 56-57%, which is exceptionally
And what would be industry?
High. Industry for a above average brand would be 35, for an average brand would be 25-30.
Oh, that's massive. Right?
And it shows in the NPS. Our NPS is consistently above 70, consumer NPSs. And it's only going up actually, touchwood. So because usually you lose NPS with scale.
Yeah.
But it's held and it's now actually again going up.
Nice.
So those are the numbers. I think, see, as I said, to deliver these kind of numbers, you have to be hitting the ball out of the park across everything. You can't have a pick and choose. Oh. And then on top of that, you know, what compounds it is the whole philosophy of the brand, which speaks to you, right? Like, I think the biggest reason doing all the 6 P's right would get you out to 8 out of 10. But for, like I was telling you, like every week we actually get either a long email or a handwritten letter or something from a consumer at least once a week, if not more. Right.
Right.
People, like so many people, MBA students have done case studies on the brand on LinkedIn and all of that stuff. Right.
Yeah.
First of all, I keep asking this to my team. When was the last time you did this for a brand? Right?
Like, exactly.
When did you write positively? Negatively, bahut logon ne likha hoga Twitter pe jaake ye nahi ho nahi. Positively, when was the last time you wrote to a brand, right?
Exactly.
To move you to that extent, 8 on 10 is not enough. It needs to be 12 on 10.
Yeah.
That only that cannot happen through logic. That happens through magic, right?
Yeah.
And magic is emotion, right? I think all this extremity of love happens because A, we deliver on the 6 P's, so it takes us from 0 to 8. And then the remaining 4 comes from the fact that consumers feel that finally there is a brand that A, speaks the truth to me.
Yeah.
B, consistently does so, so my trust is compounding and compounding and compounding. C, doesn't treat me as a dumb person.
Yeah.
You know, expects me to understand
what?
A two-layered message.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't try and, you know, in the garb of simplification. Most marketeers sell you half-truths under the garb of simplification.
Right.
Ki hum to aasan kar rahe the ji aapke liye. Nahi hu na main bevkoof. Mereko nahi chahiye aasan. Mereko sach chahiye. And sach layered hota hai. Like, you have to unpeel 2-3, you know, layers of the onion to get to the truth. So tell me the truth. And assume me to be an intelligent human being. Don't assume me to be a dumb person.
Right.
I think that's what pushes us beyond. Like, that's what takes us there. And that's why consumers go to love. Otherwise, 6 P's can get you to
consume.
High like. Not to love.
Brilliant. I think that explains it really well. Shashank, two challenges come to mind, right? Like, one of this is, as you build this, which is very distinct as a brand, right? Very original. Many of the things that you have done go against conventional marketing principles, go against how somebody else would have done this. And when 99% of the spectrum is playing there and you are the 1%, is there some amount of, I wouldn't say doubt, but is there some amount of uncertainty that you have to always navigate, yet keep your focus in the long term? How do you marry the two? How do you ensure that the risks you are potentially taking, although in the right attempt, although in the right tune of what your brand needs to do, will pay off? And how do you then ensure that everybody is on the same page? That was one. I'll come to the next after I hear what you have to say.
So I would actually rephrase what you said. I don't think that we break marketing rules. At least we don't. We never get to the table and say, chalo, rule todte. Right? I think whatever distinctness you see on the brand is just our attempt to stay true to ourselves, right? And that's the, you know, focus. That's the internal locus of control saying, how can we be, we have to make sure that this is us.
Right? And just stay true to what you do.
Yeah, and by definition, if you have a very consistent core, a very consistent purpose, and everything you do is consistent with that purpose, you will be unique. All of us are unique, right? Like, it's like our fingerprint. We leave our fingerprint on everything we do, and it turns out to be unique. It seems that, oh, they went against conventional wisdom here, but we didn't get to the table thinking let's
that
go against
that we do something different.
हाँ कि हम कोई ऐसे maverick नहीं है कि हम आगे सोच रहे हैं कि चलो rule तोड़ते हैं.
Yeah.
We are just saying हम तो ऐसे हैं तो हम तो ये करेंगे. This is our center. This is our core.
Right.
And I'll give you a live example of it's not as if we don't stray, right? Like the lure of the other side because there is comfort in averages and numbers, right? Like आज तक ऐसे होता आया है. You know, you take a decision which is unique to you and then you compare it to market and you're like, shit, market to aise karti hai.
Correct.
And then you have fear ki shit, aise karenge to hum galat to nahi hai. I'll give you a live example. Our milk chocolates. It was the first time that we were entering a massive category. To give numbers, chocolates is a 15,000 crore category in the country. Dark chocolates is 6-7% of it. 93% is milk chocolate, right? Mm-hmm. We started with dark chocolate. It was a niche top end of the market. We did everything the way we thought we will do, right? When we got to this milk, we were like, shit, yaar, pehli bari hum bahut mass category mein ja rahe hain. Shayad hum nahi jante yahan pe consumer kaisa hai. To yahan pe na wohi karte hain jaise bade company sab log karte hain, right? And one example of it was, yaar, logon ko shelf pe pata kaise lagega ki agar humne copy likh di, hamare har pack pe if you see, there is no food photo.
Right.
It's only copy.
Mm-hmm.
नहीं कॉपी लिख दी और ये तो रिटेल में बिकेगा, लोगों को समझ में नहीं आएगा कि ये चॉकलेट है. तो वी वेंट अगेंस्ट आर ओन कोर एंड वी पुट अ फोटो ऑफ द चॉकलेट ऑन द पैक. इट्स बिन इन द मार्केट फॉर 7-8 months. द प्रोडक्ट रिपीट्स एक्सेट्रा आर अमेजिंग. द ट्रायल इज नॉट एज गुड एज वी वॉन्टेड इट टू बी. एंड वन ऑफ द बिग हाइपोथेसिस आफ्टर स्पीकिंग टू कंज्यूमर्स इज वी शुड हैव एक्चुअली बिन ourselves. We should have because consumers are like, I didn't see the, you know, we have a chocolate with quinoa, we have a chocolate made with dates, we have a chocolate with ragi and hazelnuts. They're like, I didn't see the ingredients on the pack. Now that you're telling me, you're like, oh yeah, because
now it comes to,
yeah, because pack is only this much.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I put photo, I removed something, right?
Yeah.
So now there's a relaunch coming in a month.
Oh, wow.
Which takes the pack back to what it would have been had we been us. Yeah, so
got it.
Yeah, that's,
that puts it in perspective. No, I think the reason I asked is because when you do things like, you know, all chocolate pieces look the same and are the same size for 99.9% of the chocolates, right?
Yeah.
I don't know of any other chocolate which has unequal pieces.
Yeah.
But when you go ahead and do something like that, it is true to you, of course, but it also has this attached uncertainty, right? What
yeah.
if consumers want it the way they want it and
yeah.
don't want to? Because this is not something you can ask and check either,
ask
right? This
check.
Is
yeah,
something
yeah,
which has...
Hai.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It has to be implemented and
be done. There is a very inherent conviction. Aa jata hai.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told you, wo फोटो जो हमने डाली उसमें नहीं आया था हमें कन्विक्शन, राइट, कि हमें लगा था कि इस मास कैटेगरी में
शायद ये रिक्वायर्ड.
अगर हम एक पैक बनाएंगे जिसमें सिर्फ लिखा होगा दिस चॉकलेट इज मेड विद ABCDE एंड नथिंग एल्स, तो ये शायद मास कंज्यूमर, हमने भी वही गलती करी, हमने कंज्यूमर को जज करा कि शायद मास कंज्यूमर को समझेगा नहीं ये वो एक्सेट्रा,
बट समझ जाते हैं.
एंड लाइक हम पता नहीं समझे, अभी भी नहीं पता समझेंगे कि नहीं, लेकिन उल्टा जब हमने करा तो वो तो दैट डजंट वर्क फॉर अस, राइट. एंड मतलब देयर इज ऑल्सो एन इमोशनल एंगल हियर, लाइक वी ऑलवेज न्यू दैट दिस पैक डजंट लुक लाइक TWT एंड दैट गिव्स मी स्लीपलेस नाइट्स, दैट गिव्स माय टीम, लाइक हम खुद ही देखते तो उस पैक को तो हमें लगता था यार ये ना, दिस इज नॉट अस.
Yeah, got it. No, that's again phenomenal. With every piece of answer, I think it becomes only crystal clear that how true you are to the brand promise, to what you are trying to do, the thinking that this is purely long term. And in fact, that's what I want to now understand, right? When you talk about long term, I mean, I have the, you know, I've been friends with somebody who works at Whole Truth, so I've had the chance to actually understand how you live it. But talk to us about how you actually think about this being a 50-year journey, right? It's very easy to say, very difficult to internalize, more difficult to practice. But you are, of course, in a journey where you are practicing this and you are thinking of this as the really, really long game. When you do something this audacious, I guess it requires that thought. But how do you practice it? I would love to know. And
sure.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
So, again, see, I didn't think of 50-year either as, you know, some big statement or chalo kuch audacious karte hain, etc. It's actually a very selfish thought. with the whole truth for the first time in my life, I feel that I've hit ikigai. And like, I didn't know of the concept of ikigai till a few years ago. But for everyone's benefit, it is when you, if you find, you know, the Japanese believe that if you find something to do which you are good at, you will enjoy doing and will make you money. If you can find the intersection of these three things, you've hit gold and just now do this for life.
Yeah.
Right? I had a long journey with obesity. I used to write a blog about food and fitness. That's how the company started. So this is a huge area of passion.
Right.
This is a change that I want to leave in the world. If my legacy is, you know, this man came and did, like, changed the world of packaged food by a little bit for the better, it'll be a great legacy. So this is something I want to do.
Mm.
I worked in FMCG for 10 years in one of the best marketing companies in the country. So it's something that I can do, at least better than the average Joe, right? Like, I have some skills in this area. And given the startup ecosystem, you know, the energy in India, the consumer who is evolving, it can actually become a large business which can make me money and which can make me a livelihood, etc. Now that these three things are, you know, these things are ticked off, like, my entire thing is, how do I make sure that I get to do this for life, right? Like, I've hit gold. So few people can say that they've found that thing, right? Yeah. How stupid will it be if I make it a 5-year game or a 10-year game and lose this? Fir kya karunga? Right? Matlab fir 10 saal ke baad nahi dhoondna mere ko ek aur ye intersection milega nahi. Jeena to abhi 50 saal ho raha hai, hopefully, right? So,
yeah.
So that's the selfish interest ki bhai, build this in a way that you can die building this.
Yeah.
Right? And lo and behold, thankfully, when you do that, you start taking all the right decisions. Yeah. Right? Ki haan mujhe pata hai ki short term mein ye karunga to fayda hoega, lekin fir main 50 saal ki umar mein kya karunga? Kyunki fir to ye company bechni pad jayegi. Kyunki mereko pata hai maine ye char decision liye hai, to then I am going towards the rasta of chalo is company ko bechte hain.
Right.
Kyunki so many people build, and I don't judge them, it's there, wo build with the view of पोटेंशियल एक्वायरर को क्या चाहिए.
करेक्ट.
राइट. हम तो बड़ी बेवकूफियां कर रहे हैं उस चक्कर में. मतलब कोई बड़ी कंपनी आके मेरी सप्लाई चेन देखेगी, वो कहेगी कि अरे क्या बेवकूफी है, सब काटो. राइट. सो इट्स अ वेरी सेल्फिश थिंग दैट आई डोंट थिंक आई विल फाइंड सच एन इंटरसेक्शन अगेन.
वाओ, दैट्स एन अमेजिंग वे टू पुट इट, बट ऑल्सो द ट्रूथ. सो दैट शोज ऑसम. नो, दिस मीन ग्रेट. लेट्स विद द फाइनल लेग, यू नो, कंक्लूड द पीस ऑफ how you are going about establishing all of this. It's not a one-man job. It is definitely an incredible team behind it. And also your leadership to make sure that this team comes to fruition. What I want to understand is two, three things, right? One is, of course, if there are any special things you've identified in building a team, I would love to hear. But more importantly, I've had the pleasure of knowing, and you wrote a mint article on this, which is to say that you can be a friend and a leader at the same time, right? Yeah. Talk to us about what that means, right? Because it's often, at least in conventional workplaces, thought of as a boss or a, you know, leader. And then you have a work personality and a separate personal life, etc., work-life balance, all of that. So it's looked at as different worlds. And this seems like a different thing in a corporate environment, which evidently seems to be working, but radically different than, again, what 99% of the people might end up doing.
Yeah.
In startups, of course, it is different. We talk about great culture, but this is still something different, evidently so.
Yeah.
Talk about what that means. How do you establish it, and how do you continue doing it?
Again, let me take two steps back.
Please.
And give you the frame with which I look at this. What am I optimizing for in life? Happiness.
Okay.
Right? I believe the aim of life is to be happy.
Right.
Right. And a happy life is equal to sigma of happy moments. Right.
Okay.
This moment is happy, next moment is happy. You integrate these. This is life. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I am optimizing for meko khush rehna.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Money, fame, company doing well, all of those are inputs.
Right.
But I think we misconstrue these high points of life to be the point of life. Right. Like, वो 4 साल बाद 10 साल बाद आईपीओ होएगा, मैं कहीं पे खड़े होकर घंटी मारूंगा, हाँ उस टाइम पे बहुत अच्छा लगेगा मुझे, बट दैट इज नॉट गोइंग टू गिव मी हैप्पीनेस इन द 10 ईयर्स फ्रॉम हेयर टू देयर. राइट. यूजली यू विल लुक बैक एंड फाइंड इन लाइफ हैप्पीनेस इज अबाउट द पीपल यू सराउंड योर सेल्फ विद एंड हाउ यू लिव डे टू डे, मिनट टू मिनट, बिकॉज एज आई सेड, लाइफ इज इक्वल टू समेशन ऑफ वन हैप्पी मोमेंट, नेक्स्ट हैप्पी मोमेंट, यू इंटीग्रेट दैट, दैट्स लाइफ.
राइट.
राइट. So that's the philosophy with which I approached building the org on this, right? I was like, dude, I don't get to complain anymore. I am getting to build a microcosm of my own in the world. I am going to build it with people and with ethos and with beliefs that I hold dear, with values that I hold dear. And then let's make this the most happy place to be at. And happy doesn't mean, haan haan, kuch bhi mat karo ye. We are a very driven, very, you know, hard-nosed in terms of performance, etc. place. But actually, you know, I heard this definition recently that happiness is earned success, right? So if you get success without earning it, like if you're the son of a Bollywood star and you get a movie, you will not be happy. Right? And if you earn it but it's not successful, then you will not be happy. So happiness is earned success, right? I want an environment where I can, you know, we are also also aligned to the vision and the purpose ki hum ye kyun kar rahe hain, ki us pe to koi discussion hi nahi hota, right? Matlab wo to, that's like gravity, ki ye to hai, right? Next, I have a big belief, and that belief came from Unilever, and I had like the pleasure and privilege of working with 4 or 5 very different kinds of bosses, all of whom were very effective in giving results. And that's where I learned that there are 1,000 ways to be a leader. You have to find your own. And that many ways work, right? So in the process of working with those leaders, I found my own. And one big thing I learned from Sameer, who's now the CMO of Unilever Personal Care. He was my first check. He was my super boss in Unilever. He was a guy who held his team to such a high bar on performance, who pushed his team so much. And yet, every night, every weekend, that same team would be at his home, kaam bhi kar rahe hain, party bhi kar rahe hain, usi ke saath ghum fir rahe hain, wo pura integrated hai, etc. And he used to have this line of saying, work is play. Right? He's like, इसलिए मेरे को काम करने में इतना मज़ा आता है और मेरे को ज़िंदगी जीने में इतना मज़ा आता है. ये दोनों चीज़ें सेम है मेरे लिए. देर इज़ नो वर्क लाइफ बैलेंस. आई हैव ऑल्सो ऑलवेज फेल्ट इट कि वर्क लाइफ बैलेंस बेवकूफ़ी है. इट बिकॉज इट प्रिज्यूम्स दैट वर्क एंड लाइफ यू बैलेंस ऑपोजिट्स, राइट?
करेक्ट.
कि वर्क और लाइफ ऑपोजिट है. नहीं भाई, माई लाइफ इज़ माई वर्क एंड माई वर्क इज़ माई लाइफ, राइट? सो दैट दीज वर द प्रिंसिपल्स विद विच आई वॉन्टेड टू कंस्ट्रक्ट दिस world around me, which A, maximized my happiness, and B, was a team which I could push to extreme levels so that they feel that they earned this success, and yet be friends with, etc., right? So with all of these principles, the first thing is, then you at entry point, you choose people who have these same
values, right?
And next, just like Sameer showed me, I showed them that, listen, we are in this together. This is a submarine. Yeah. We've locked ourselves. We are in it, right? Now, this is not judgment time. This is, let's do it together. If you don't do it, I'm not doing it. We are not doing it, right? So, in that context, I see that people actually love. So, in this environment, people don't have to check who they are, how they look, their morals, their ethics at the door. Because, you know, now I'm entering the workplace, right? That just unlocks so much energy that you would have otherwise spent being something else, portraying something else, etc. And by the way, this only works with high performers. It doesn't work with mediocre performers. So you have to be very fast in culling out mediocre performers, because this level of camaraderie and friendship, mediocre performers start taking it as an excuse. Ki Shashank dosti to hai, usko, you know, bol dunga usko ki nahi hua, samajh jayega. That's a big red flag. My team will never do it, right?
Correct.
We are the best of friends. Our spouses are the best of friends. We have a WhatsApp group with all the spouses, and there are so many times when the spouses meet up separately. I don't remember the last time I went out partying outside of my team, right? Hum raat ko 9 baje tak office mein baithe hote hain, fir khud hi sab log kehte hain chalo saath mein chalte hain, right? So, and this is all of this, to be honest, I learned from Unilever. Unilever culture was like this. It taught me that, you know, I used to see all my friends, they were running away from work. Ki ab kaam se bhagunga, asli doston ke paas jaunga, fir life shuru hoegi.
Correct.
एंड यूनिलीवर में तो वी वर लाइक हम काम करते थे और वही मेरे दोस्त थे, फिर हम उन्हीं के साथ हैंग करते थे एंड इट वॉज सच अ ग्रेट एक्सपीरियंस राइट. बट इट डजेंट वर्क विद यू नो देर आर सम फोक्स इफ यू मेड द रॉन्ग सिलेक्शन चॉइसिस हु विल ट्राई एंड यूज दिस एज अ एक्सक्यूज टू डू मीडियोकर वर्क एंड फील किया तो मेरा दोस्त ही है ना मेरा बॉस
राइट.
सो यू हैव टू कल दोज आउट रियली फास्ट द पीपल हु आर लेफ्ट. इट्स एक्चुअली eminently possible to be the guy who pushes them the hardest at work. You ask my team, they will not be happy with because they know that if you take substandard work to Shashank and substandard defined by Shashank's opinion of your caliber, you will get sent back ki this does this, you can do better, I've seen you do better, tumne yahan pe ghas kaati hai, tum wapas jao aur ye karke aao, doesn't matter कितना टाइम बचा है क्या बचा है, करना है तो करना है राइट. एंड येट उसी कॉन्वर्सेशन के बाद रात को 10 बजे वो भी बैठा होगा ऑफिस में और चलेंगे फिर दारू पी के आएंगे. दीज थिंग्स कैन बी एक्चुअली एंड व्हेन दे आर डन टुगेदर इट एक्चुअली अनलॉक्स सो मच
मैजिक हैपेंस
एनर्जी.
ऑसम ऑसम.
एंड बाय द वे सॉरी जस्ट टू राउंड इट ऑफ, मुझे खुश रहना है तो मेरे को इन लोगों के साथ काम करना है और ऐसे काम करना है जो मेरी वैल्यूज से फुली मैच होता है क्योंकि दिस इज व्हाट विल डिफाइन माय लाइफ्स हैप्पीनेस नॉट द आईपीओ.
Absolutely. That's amazing. I think just makes so much sense when you put it like that. But I'm not sure how many people actually think of it like that. So
I think it's a benefit of experience, yaar, to be honest. Yeah. Maybe ye soch ke paida nahi hua tha. I was
correct.
I had the privilege of working at a great organization like Unilever.
Correct.
Like from an organization lens, it's like there's a reason why it's called the CEO factory. Like it's just spectacular.
And
it's just exposure, yaar. So like I am doing this startup after 12 years, 10 years in a CPG firm, 2 years at a startup. So there are things that I've seen which now inform my worldview.
Absolutely. Yeah, but that framework is incredible. I think just goes to show that I love the thought about happiness and how workplaces can be done. But this is great. I think as we end, I have this interesting set of personal questions that I end up asking most guests on the show. And that's how I like to end most conversations. With you, I thought we could do a very quick, interesting thought as well, which is to go ahead and ask you about marketing thoughts besides the whole truth. Because you're, of course, known for everything that you do around the whole truth and the amazing marketing that happens. But maybe let's do a very quick rapid fire of sorts where I ask you questions about brands that you love, products that you love, etc.
Sure.
So we'll put you on spot and then we'll end with a couple of questions on your personal values. But I think first one there is, which is your favorite brand?
My favorite brand?
And none of these answers can be the whole truth or any of their products.
Yeah, sure. See, there is the stale-old answer of Apple, so I won't give it.
Okay.
Although I love it for multiple reasons. The next one I would say is Starbucks.
Okay. Favorite F&B brand?
Oh, so packaged food?
Yeah.
I would go with Innocent, most probably, yeah.
Okay, nice.
Innocent is for people who won't know, it's a juice brand from the UK.
Honest, I was not aware.
It's brilliant. Like, just the word tells you what the brand will be like, and just go and read the copy that they write and what they say. And it's so cutely innocent that, like, and they do it so consistently over so many years. It's just not like, it's amazing.
Nice. Which is your favorite product in F&B? Again, packaged food.
Favorite product in F&B, packaged food. That's interesting.
Yeah.
If I define favorite as what I am compulsively drawn to, I might not be very happy with the ingredients of that thing. Then,
No, what do you appreciate? Maybe we'll do what do you consume the most as a separate one.
Oh, this is a tough one. I've never.
No worries. What do you consume the most? Like besides the whole truth, which is one brand that you is constantly in your fridge.
Packaged food has become very, very less.
Nothing.
Very, very less in my fridge. Honestly, the two things which keep coming is Haldiram ka peanuts ka packet comes a lot. And usme I like somehow Haldiram gets it.
Yeah.
Right. So for me, that comes. And when indulgence / alcohol is happening and, you know, snacks need to come with it, there are these Bingo Mad Angles which are just like, I know why they are addictive, but they are so addictive that it's
nice.
Tough to stop.
Got it. Everybody has guilty pleasures. Glad you do as well.
I absolutely do. Yeah, like there are times when I really crave I'm big on coffee and cookie.
Mm-hmm.
So that combo is like big for me.
Nice.
So there are many times I'll either have a Swedish House Mafia cookie, or you know, there was a time when I was big on Chips Ahoy as a cookie. So I would get the, you know, from Singapore, my sister-in-law would send Chips Ahoy, because like black coffee and a cookie is like that combo of bitter and sweet is like my indulgence. So of course I have my, like I used to be fat for a very good reason. Like I used to, I was a school topper at that time. You know, Nirula's mein there was this thing ki agar 90% se upar aata to report card dikhate ho to free ka Sunday milta hai.
अच्छा
तो मतलब मैं वो पूरा ट्रिपल आइसक्रीम स्कूप वाला बनाना स्प्लिट संडे अकेले खाता था ऐसे रख के. तो देयर वाज अ गुड रीजन व्हाई आई वाज द वे आई वाज.
गॉट इट. एज अ फाउंडर ऑफ अ कंज्यूमर ब्रांड इन इंडिया, व्हिच इज अनदर कंज्यूमर ब्रांड दैट यू रियली अप्रिशिएट फ्रॉम अफार.
समहाउ द फर्स्ट वन दैट केम टू माय माइंड एज यू सेड दिस वाज फूल.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
आई थिंक वेरी पर्पसफुल ब्रांड, ब्यूटिफुली डिजाइंड, never strayed off course, and you know, doing some great work. I feel the another one which is, you know, they're very good friends is Mokobara.
Yeah, you carry their bag.
Yeah, I love.
You wear the Indian brand. You're wearing Neiman's also, it shows.
Yeah, so Moko, Neiman's, but from a brand lens, I would say Moko even more, because I love the, you know, the minimalist design ethos. India mein usually it is missing. Like we try to fill everything up. Ki har cheez, har kona bhar do, kuch na kuch likh do.
Right.
And they, you know, I know Naveen, who's the more silent founder. Sangeet is the guy who's the face, but Naveen is the design, you know, brain behind the brand. And
oh, lovely.
The amount of time and thought they spend designing the product.
Yeah.
The product is extremely thoughtful. My bag that I carry has, you know, this magnetic top pocket on top where I can put my wallet. I didn't know I had that need before I got this bag. Right? So yeah, Moko would be fairly high.
Very nice, very nice. I think this was fun. I got a lot of interesting brands out of you. But as we conclude, Shashank, and we've discussed a bunch of things, but I think one trail that at least for me as an admirer of your you as a founder, and for me having, you know, done multiple conversations, has been the fact that you're somebody who comes across as, of course, very mission driven. You've done so many incredible things, great product, great brand. Knowing all of this, right, if I wouldn't say wisdom of starting up, but this is, of course, by no stretch of the word been easy. It's been a steep learning curve when you've done so much in the 3 years that you've been around. For anybody starting out now, this is going to seem stereotypical, but what would you not just advise, but why would you advise starting up? Or what is your thought around just starting up as a lens, right? Because as you said, not everybody does it for the same reasons that you have. What were your reasons, we know, but what would you suggest somebody starting up is something I'd love to.
I think I want to answer for someone starting up in CPG, FMCG specifically.
Cool.
Because that's what I know about.
Sure.
Right. And I think the answer is very different for tech.
Okay.
I actually think that if you're going to start up in CPG, go get some work experience at a Unilever, a P&G, at a big firm. See, this is a 100-year-old business, right? This is not technology. This is not, I will make an app and, you know, there is no friction to downloading an app, so consumers will download it for free and try it. This is try fast, fail fast, I believe does not work in CPG.
Right.
Because if I ship a product which you do not like, I tried fast and I failed fast, the next product I put out, you will not even try it.
Correct.
Right? So you actually have to strive for being first time right. And to be first time right, you need to know the rules of, you know, of the playbook.
Right.
Before you even try to break the rules. Right? And those rules can only be learned in a large company. So I would strongly suggest that if you're thinking of starting up in CPG, by all means do it, but
get that experience.
I think go get 2-3 years of experience in a large company.
Awesome. So CPG is tough. It's not like the tech industry, and you should learn it.
It's just different.
It's different than the tech. Got it. Awesome. This has been so much fun. Thank you so much for being on the show for the second time. It was as good as I imagined.